Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. All this week, Marco's in Kenya, reporting on women there who are in control of their own business. We'll hear those stories later in the show, but first, the two sides of a very painful decision millions of Syrians have had to make: to stay in Syria and risk their lives in a brutal civil war, or go and hope for a better life elsewhere. In a few minutes, we'll hear how one Syrian family is being welcomed in Germany. Right now, though, we head to the Syrian city of Aleppo and the story of one man determined not to leave his life there. This man is also a father who's watched his five sons join the ranks of the anti-government Free Syrian Army. And his story comes to us via an opposition activist and citizen journalist named Rami Jara. He's a Syrian and British national. Jara spoke earlier with producer Joyce Hackle about life in Aleppo.
I'm currently standing in the street of the Aleppo Old City in an area called Maadi, which is very close to the citadel of Aleppo. This area is basically different from some of the modern structures because there aren't much refugees here. Most of the people that live here are actually from the area. There hasn't been much displacement. So you still get a sense of Aleppo, of what Aleppo used to be before the uprising, before the war. And there's a very sort of old stoned paved road, which is very narrow. So cars coming through here, it's very slow because of the fact that most of the people would be walking on in the middle of the road because these are very narrow streets. There are quite a few people out walking around, a few shops that are open. The other day, I met a man who basically has a shop where he has a barbecue. He didn't used to do this before the war. He used to be a businessman. He's been to Europe, he'd been to Asia, and he's very well informed on many places. This man now works on his barbecue all day, talking to the locals here. Five of his sons are in fact fighting in the Free Syrian Army. He's very proud of that. Every time, you know, he's telling me a story, he keeps mentioning stories about his sons. One of his sons died in an attack 3 months ago. When he was telling me about his son, it almost seemed as if it was obligatory of him to be very accepting to the idea that he'd lost his son. When I dug a bit to ask him to talk about his son and, you know, what are the things that he remembers about him, he became very emotional. And this hardened, strong man who's showing everyone that he's very tough suddenly became like a little child. And it's very sort of emotional to see something like that. Especially from a man that what I've seen over the past few days is that he has a large stack of bread that's on his table. And then whenever anyone's going past, he calls them and he knows that this person is very poor and can't afford any food. He's handing out bread for free. I've seen him basically spend the money he makes on basically handing out stuff to people. And something fascinating also that I've seen about this man is, first of all, I want to understand that now the situation that we're seeing in these areas is that people have become very religious, and we're talking about Islam. So drinking is not something that is popular in any way here, and it's somewhat not accepted at all. This man openly says to everyone that I drink, and I don't trust anyone with a beard. This is what he says. And he mocks the religious people around us and says, well, you know what, it's not about how I pray or... I just think he's a fascinating person, and he's given me the chance to understand more about this area because he's very honest and he tells me what's going on in the area. Someone like this man I'm talking about has the ability to leave the country, whereas that's not really a very popular situation amongst other people where it's really poverty doesn't allow that. But this man, what he's doing, he's making some money. I mean, I can see it. And he knows a lot of people. He did an operation for one of his sons who was wounded and actually had a hip replacement. And he was able to pay for that operation and send his son to Turkey. And then his son wanted to stay in Turkey. And he insisted, no, you have to come back. There's a cause. We can't leave our country. If we leave our country, then it's gone. So this man is able to leave, but he insists on staying here. And he feels very proud of the fact that his children, his sons, are part of this resistance of this area that are defending this area.
Opposition activist and citizen journalist Rami Jari in Aleppo today. He told that story to producer Joyce Hackle earlier.